And first, Christine will read this morning's scripture.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God."
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for the worship team, Michael, for how you all have led us in worship this morning.
我们为着今天早晨的敬拜主带领我们敬拜，我们感谢神。
Take your Bibles and open them to Revelation chapter 2, where Christina was reading, Revelation chapter 2.
刚刚我们感谢主让Christine念了启示录的第二章。
And we'll be studying this morning verses 1 to 7.
今天早晨我们要的重点是在第二章的第一节到第七节。
This letter to this church and the six other letters are much like getting a report card.
这一封信连同其他六封写给其他教会的书信就好像一个报告一样。
If you can remember back, and those of you that are teachers, remember how you write out the report card and you try to show how much you know and understand about each student.
我们做老师的可能都会明白，当你写学生报告的时候，这显示出你对于这一个学生你的理解是多少。Now
for me, report cards were always kind of scary because it was sort of a come to the truth type of meeting.
对我来讲，看到一个报告的时候，我有点担心，因为那好像就是讲出了我真正的一个情况。
And a couple of times in my academic career, there were meetings with my parents and the teachers.
在我做学生的时候，有几次要开家长会。
This was bound to make a young student's blood pressure go up.
每次开这种会的时候，我都血压会上升。
And I always remember that the teachers were gracious because they were saying, "He's doing this well, he's doing this well." And you know, as a student, you always wait for the other shoe to drop.
虽然我的老师他总是很慈祥的都告诉我说，你这个做得很好，你做那个做得不错。可是我总是担心他到底要最重要的要跟我说什么。
It'd be comments like this. He's very friendly. There are lots of people who like him. And he loves many people in the class. And you're saying, that sounds very, very good. And then the other shoe would drop. And he says, he needs to sit in his seat more often.
虽然我的老师有时候会先讲一些正面的话，说比如说我跟的同学中间很好，可是他最后总会把他的另外一个脚踩下来，说他必须要好好的坐在他的位置上。
Or the question would be, he did very well in long division, but he's done very well with long division, and then here's the other shoe. But he's having trouble with fractions.
他可能会说，他可能这个人，你的数学还不错，可是你另外一个脚踩下来，就是说他可能他的发文不够好。
So EBCC, this is a report card.
我们现在要谈的弟兄姊妹，这是一个报告表。
This is a report card to seven historical churches in Asia Minor, or what we would call Turkey today.
这是对于小亚细亚的，也就是今天土耳其附近的七个教会所写的信。
And the teacher is the Lord Jesus Christ.
而这个写报告的老师就是我们的耶稣基督。
And he knows every student.
他知道每一个学生。
But the other thing I'd like you to think about is, as we go through these seven churches in the next year, this may be a report card on you. It may be a report card on me. It may be a report card on where we are in the progress of our Christian life.
我要提醒大家的是，这七封信写的报告可能就是指到你跟我，或者我们正在进行中、被建造中的教会。
Now, one thing I was taught very early on is you never look at anybody else's report card.
就像我想的，我以前并没有怎么注意看人家的报告表。
Your report card is your report card.
你有的报告表就是你属于你个人的。
So as you're studying with me, don't be looking around and saying, "I hope he's listening to this. I hope she gets this. This is important for him." No, this is for us. This is private. This is for me. It's for Pastor. It's for you. It's not me trying to make sure you listen to it.
我希望你在听的时候能够听，这是对你个人所讲的，而不是你替你隔壁或者替别人听说这个是指的他。
Are you ready, students?
好，我们是不是准备好了？
Well, first of all, this is a report card to the church at Ephesus.
首先我们要知道这一封信是写给以弗所的教会。
Ephesus was a spectacular city.
这个城市是一个非常特殊的。
And you all are so blessed, and it is amazing that what is available to you on the internet, I encourage you to go to YouTube, type in Ephesus, type in Revelation chapter 2, Ephesus, and you will see somefantastic pictures of this ancient city.
如果你上网路去查打这个以弗所这个教会的时候，你会发现很多很惊奇、令人惊奇的一些图片。
Ephesus to the ancient world was a lot like New York City is to our modern world.
以弗所在当时就像我们今天的纽约市。
When you think of New York, you think of Times Square, you think of Wall Street. When you think of the ancient world, you think of Ephesus.
当我们今天讲到纽约市的时候，你想到了那个时代广场，想到了那些大的建筑。可是，在古代的时候，你就会想到那就是以弗所。
Another one of the great cities in America is Chicago. And when you think of Chicago, you think of that Miracle Mile there along the lake. It's one of the spectacular places to live and to shop.
当你想到芝加哥的时候，你会想到它靠近那个河边的那么漂亮的那个河道，所以你就会想到以弗所。
You have to excuse my pronunciation, but when you think of Shanghai, I understand there's a kind of the Silicon Valley, Zhongguancun. Is that right?
你会讲到这个上海的时候，你会也会想到那个地方的一些科技的一个园地。
You think of one of the great cities of the world. You think of Shanghai and its Wall Street area, and that exists. It's one of the major cities of the world. Ephesus was a major city of the world.
就像上海一样，它是一个世界一些贸易的中心。以弗所也是当时的这个样子。
Now, in your bulletin, I believe there's a little study that you may want to look at later on. But let me just highlight some of the things.
在你的程序表里面的夹页里头有一些关于以弗所教会的重点。
And Angela, thank you for the work that you do to get these ready for us. And I'm always late, and she's very patient. Thank you.
好，我谢谢我们的秘书，她总是花时间赶出来。
Ephesus at the time of the writing of the apostle John, as he heard the words from Christ, had one of the greatest harbors.In the ancient world,
以弗所是当时那个贸易世界里面的一个很重要的港口。
Much like the harbor at New York, a deep, deep port, ships would come in And if you wanted to go into the rest of Asia Minor, you came into Ephesus. The second thing is, all roads led through Ephesus. So ships would come in, they would offload, and then they would be loaded on for land journeys into the inner city or inner land of Asia Minor.
所以当时对当时而言，所有的道路、公路、海港都要经过这个以弗所，要上货、下货，所以从经过以弗所到其他的城市去。
It was a metropolitan city. About 250,000 people lived there.
这是一个标准的一个城市，它差不多有20多万人在上面。
One of the greatest libraries in the world, a library that would equal whatever we see up in Harvard or Boston. One of the great libraries in the world was at Ephesus.
他们也有一个很大的图书馆，就像我们今天看到的一些博物馆一样。
And you walk down the street into the harbor, and there were columns on each side of the street. So wealthy was this city that there were marble columns that would line almost a mile from the center of the city down to the harbor area.
当你从这个港口那边走的时候，你看到从市中心一直到港口，差不多有近几里的路上面都有一些很大的、漂亮的大理石的石柱。
They had a Garden State Plaza on steroids.
他们在那里也有很大的贸易中心。
It was called the Agora.
他们叫做 Agora 那个地方。
It was a huge area with shops selling all kinds of goods that came from all over the world. And in order to get into the Agora, you put a little pinch of incense and you said, Caesar is Lord.
当你到那里，你会发现很多世界各地来的那些贸易东西都跑到了那个商业中心，而且你可以用一点那个香粉灰的时候，你可以说愿这个会讲说当时的该撒他就是王。
So it had a great natural harbor, a great system of highways, a great population, a huge population, a huge shopping center, but probably one of the most magnificent things. At the writing of John, and then also later, was called the Temple of Diana or the Temple of Artemis.
除了这些以外，除了它是公路的中心，是海港，是有很大的贸易中心以外，它在当时可能最著名的就是它有两个很大的神庙。
This was so large later on, let me give you a sense of size of what this was like. William played football.
我们现在来讲这个庙大概有多大呢？我来给你们一点概念。那个William他是打踢足球的。All
right, a quiz. How long is a football field?
你们能够想出来一个这个足球场有多长吗？
100 yards. 100 yards or 300 feet. The Temple of Artemis, the Temple of Diana, was 450 feet long. So it was one whole football field plus another half a football field.
你可能认为知道一个足球场通常是300尺长，可是它这一个它竟然可以有425，就是一个半的足球场。
It was 200 feet wide.
它有200尺的宽。
There were 120 columns that supported the roof, and these were covered over in gold.
而且在这个庙的下面有120根的大柱子来支持的。
And great was the god of Diana. Great was the god of Artemis. She was pictured as a goddess of fertility.
所以戴安娜或者阿蒂米斯是那个时候被人认为是一个能够生养的一个女神。
She would prosper your business. She would prosper the weather so that your crops would be good. She would prosper you so that you could have children.
她可以使你能够生产众多，让你的贸易增加。
And the pictures of Diana, the statues that are available today, show her with multiple breasts. And so she was a god who nurtured everything. Finance, business, family.
而在这个神像里面，你看那个戴安娜的这个女神像的时候，她有很多的胸部，那表明说她能够供应很多的你的经济、你的等等。
Now, since Artemis was going to protect everything, then let's put our money in the temple. And so Artemis, or this Temple of Diana, same word, Artemis or Diana, became a banking center.
所以我们知道说在戴安娜女神她既然能够保护我们所以我们就去把钱奉献给她
So people would send their money to the temple The money was kept there Then they would lend it out They'd make money off the money that was deposited They'd make money off the money that they had lent out It was a source of commerce
所以在当时的人把钱奉献到庙里的时候人就用这个庙里的这个钱来借出去 收利这么 来做
But let me tell you something else
我再讲点别的事
It was also a sanctuary
那个地方也竟然也是一个好像敬拜的地方
It was a sanctuary for two things
有两件事
There were hundreds and hundreds of men and women who were priests or prostitutes in the worship of Diana. It was a center of sexual debauchery.
而在当时竟然在这个庙里头会有上百的祭司跟着妓女他们就在那里来做一些事。
So if you wanted to worship Diana, if you wanted to get involved in the religion of Diana or Artemis, you were involved sexually with the priests or priestesses that were assigned to this temple.
那你的意思就是说，你如果真的要到这个庙里头来敬拜的时候，你就要与当地的祭司上百个，或者当时的妓女，就在这个神庙里面发生性关系。
And then for 1,000 feet around the perimeter of the temple, if you had committed any crime in Asia Minor, if you had committed any crime in Ephesus, if you made it there, you were in sanctuary. So around that whole temple, not only was there sexual debauchery, all kinds of criminals prowled the precincts of the temple. Heraclitus, who was a philosopher, a weeping philosopher, he saw the place and he just wept because it was a center of sin and debauchery.
甚至有两个哲学家他们看到了在那个神庙的周围附近有那么多淫乱的事情的时候他们都哭泣。
And that's interesting to me.
但是对我最感兴趣的是
This is where Jesus Christ planted a church.
而这竟然是耶稣基督他在要在这里有一个教会。
And some of the greatest Bible teachers and some of the greatest leaders in the New Testament spent their time and lived in the city of Ephesus.
而在圣经里面所记载的很多的神的仆人领袖们，他们花很多的时间在以弗所建立教会。
In Acts chapter 19 and Acts chapter 20, Paul was there, Apollos was there, Priscilla, Aquila were there, Timothy was there.
在使徒行传十九二十章，你会发现。不但是保罗、亚波罗，这个还有这个提摩太，他们都在那里。
There are some cities in America that you just sort of say, "Why would we want to go there? It's such a bad area. Why would we ever plant a church there?" And yet, that's precisely where Jesus wants to plant the gospel, where it's the darkest.
可能你今天会说，为什么我们要到那样黑暗的地方去建立教会呢？可是这就是耶稣他所要做的。
And he sends some of his best people to some of the worst areas.
而他就是送他最好的仆人到那个最坏的地方去。
Maybe God's calling you to a place like that.
或许神也呼召你做这样的事。
Now, let's look at the text for a little bit. That's a background to this church here in Ephesus.
让我们来看一下经文怎么说。
The first couple of verses are a vision of the teacher, a vision of the head of the church in verses 1 and 2, okay?
在这第二章启示录第一节第二节里面讲到了一些事。
In verse 2 is what the teacher says he knows about the church.
第二节说到了这个老师怎么来看这个教会。
Then he has in verse 4 words of condemnation.
到了第四节就有了责备。
Something's wrong, and I want to let you know about it.
我要让你知道到底什么事不对了。
And then he has words of warning.
然后就有警告。
It's kind of simple. All of these seven churches are going to follow the same sort of outline. A revelation of Jesus Christ, words that have said you're doing well, words that you're not doing well, and words of warning.
在同样的这七个教会七封信里面都是耶稣基督告诉他们说你什么事情做对了什么事情做不好而且要告诉他们你需要注意的事
All right, let's look at verse 1.
让我们看第一节。
These are the words, or in the original text, this is a solemn pronouncement.
这一个在原来的语法里面，这是一个非常严肃的一个宣告。
Of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks in the midst of the candlestick.
那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
We learned a month ago from verse 19 that the seven stars are the angels or the messengers or the pastors. And he's saying, I hold the pastors in my hand.And then he says, I walk in the midst of the golden lampstands. The golden lampstands are the churches. So the picture is that Jesus Christ is holding the spiritual leader and he's walking. He's reading the minutes. He's having the lunch. He's attending the meetings. He's going to the Bible studies. He's up and down the aisles of this church.
这里面说到的拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的就是说到了神他手里握着每个教会里面的一些带领的属灵的带领者而且他参与这个教会在教会中间的每一个聚会每一个读经的
This should change our attitude about why we come to church or why we preach or why we teach
所以这个实在是可以改变我们对于我们为什么要讲道我们为什么来到教会的态度
We prayed in the pastor's office with the worship leaders, and we prayed, and one of the prayers was, the congregation, you're not our audience. Jesus is here, he's the audience.
所以当我们跟着敬拜小组在房间里祷告的时候，我们的祷告是说，真的我们所要真正在这里看我们敬拜的不是这些会众，而主要的是耶稣，他是我们的观众。
What's my motive? Is my motive for you when I preach for you to come up and say, good job, Dave? Or is my motive to preach before Jesus who is here, seated, walking, listening, and have him say to me, well done, good faithful service, or you weren't prepared enough? What's our motive? And our motive for our meetings, our men's Bible study, our English ministry, our singing, our playing the piano, our preaching, our motive is for the watching Jesus who's in our midst.
我们在教会里面的讲道，我们的读经，我们的带领敬拜，我们到底我们的动机是什么？我们是希望得到人的称赞呢，还是我们在乎我们的观众是耶稣，他怎么看我们？
So look at the next section. So not only do we see what Jesus is like, now we hear what he says.
我们不但看到了耶稣他在做什么，而且我们要听到他说什么。
He said, I know your deeds,Your hard work, your perseverance.
那里他说，我知道你的行为，劳碌，忍耐。
I don't know how much of the Olympics you have watched. I've watched some of it. There is some sections that are quite interesting and some that are quite boring.
我不知道你们最近有没有看那个冬运奥运会的情况，其中有许多有意思的。
I'm sort of intrigued by this one where they put the rocks down the.Sweep away on that one. Somehow I like it. I don't figure it out. But the one that I really like is the biathlons or the cross country skis, where they ski for an hour and a half.
有很多的那个比赛，有些我也搞不懂，但是我看得懂那个很跨 cross country 或者跨很远的那个雪行。
Yeah, see. I can. He wants all of this information the night before, and I don't know what I'm going to say until the 5 seconds before I say it. So, but anyway, you know the skiers. You know what I'm talking about. The people who ski and they ski for a half an hour, and they cross the finish line, and these ladies and the men, and they fall down, and I feel like I want to give them some oxygen. I feel like they're gonna die. Have you seen that picture at all in the Olympics?
你们看到了那些滑雪橇的，他们滑得很长很长，到了终点的时候就倒下来，在那里喘，在那里喘气。
And that's exactly the word that John has in mind. I know your exhaustion. You've finished the line and you can hardly breathe. You've worked so hard. You've run out of breath. You've run out of energy.That's what you've done in this wonderful church called Ephesus.
这里也就是这个情况，也就是这里跟着老约翰写下来的，就是说，神说，我知道你的劳苦，我知道你为着这个教会所摆上的辛劳。
It's as a pastor, as a church, as leaders, he's saying, you have worked to the point of exhaustion.
对着这些属灵的带领者，对着教会的牧者，耶稣在这说：“我知道你为着这个教会，你已经尽心竭力。”
I often tell men, if they're interested in the ministry, never choose the ministry if you want an easy job.
有人这么说，如果你想要一个简单的工作的话，你千万不要选择这个传道的工作。
Because being a pastor, being a church leader, will bring you to the point of spiritual and physical exhaustion.
因为当你要做教会的牧者的时候，总会把你带到一个地步，就是你的灵性、你的身体、体力上面都会到了一个。
And I think sometimes being a pastor is the loneliest job in the world.
我有时候在想，作为一个牧师，他可能是这个世界上最孤单的一个工作。
Because you look out in your congregation and you know about this problem financially and this marital problem and this problem with children, and you keep that to yourself and you can't share that with anyone, and then you try to pray and it doesn't go right and it exhausts you. It brings you to the point of exhaustion.
因为当你知道了这一个家庭有经济的问题，这个家庭有婚姻的问题，有孩子的问题，可是你又不能够把他们讲出来，常常会带你到一个地步，你祷告的时候，甚至你觉得你已经耗尽了精力。
So, Pastor, an exhausted pastor is a good pastor.
所以呢，如果一个牧师他已经是很累的牧师的话，我想他可能是一个好的牧师。
An exhausted church leader is a good church leader.
所以我想当一个教会的领袖，他为着教会尽心竭力的话，他是一个好的领袖。
So that's the word he uses here. I know your deeds. I know your hard work.
所以这里就是说，我知道你的行为，你的劳碌。
I know your patient endurance.
我知道你的忍耐。
You're not in for quick fixes. You're not in for sudden solutions. You don't want the easy way out. You will patiently endure until the problem is solved.
我知道你并不是只想很快快的就把这个问题随便的解决，你要一个真的是真正的长时间的来解决它。
And he says this, he said, I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men. Now it's very interesting here that the Greek text is, I know you cannot tolerate evil men. I know you. It's a singular. It's not you plural, but you can't tolerate evil men. You can't tolerate evil men. I can't tolerate evil men. The pastor can't tolerate. So when Jesus walks up and down the aisles of the church, he says, I know you can't do this. I know you don't tolerate this. I know what's in your heart. So the sense is that, yes, it's addressed to a church, but it's also addressed to the individuals in the church. It's a singular pronoun. I know you can't tolerate evil in the church.
在第二节里面说，我知道你不能够容忍恶人，那个你字是单数的，也就是说，神知道我们每一个人，他看到我们每一个人的情形。
You have tested these people. You, singular, have tested these teachers.
而且你就是每一个单数的人，你他知道我们每个人光景，我们曾试验那些是不是假先知的。
And they claim to be apostles. They claim to have something to say, and you tested them, and you found that they're not apostles.
对那些假使徒们，他们自称他们是使徒，可是你却试验出他们来。
And I'll tell you something, this is something the church needs more than ever today.
今天我要跟弟兄讲的是教会特别需要的是什么?
There's so much media available to each of us today. We need somebody to say, that's a good pastor to listen to. That's a good book to read. Stay away from this one. Stay away from this one. We've tested, we know, we understand their doctrine, we've listened to their sermons, and I can tell you right now, you should not be listening to them. That's the role of church leaders.
所以今天在网络上面有许多的信息，我们作为一个牧者的，他必须要很能够清楚地知道什么是可以看的，什么是不可以听的。
And then lastly, he says this, he said in verse 7, verse 6, excuse me. He says, you have this in your favor, You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. This is a group that the church had examined and found to be wrong. Verse 6.
所以第六节这里说，有一件事情可取的是，就是你恨恶尼哥达拉一党的人的行为，也是我所恨恶的。
This group will be mentioned later on in another letter, but it seems to be this is a group of teachers that would come into the church and they say, "You're saved in your spirit. You're going to heaven in your spirit. It doesn't matter what you do in your body."
所以这个尼哥党。拉这一党的人在别的教会的书信里也被提到，这些人他就教导人说，你可以，你将来你的灵魂可以进到天国里，所以不管你的身体不太需要去在乎。
So after all, the body and the spirit are different, and you can pollute your body, because your spirit is saved.
所以他们所强调的是，你的身体跟灵魂两个是可以分开的，所以只要你的灵魂进天堂，你的身体可以尽量的随便的使用。
Just for a minute, I want you to imagine something.
我现在要请大家稍微来想一想。
I want you to imagine preaching to the church in Ephesus.
我今天来，大家来想，今天我们如果是跟以弗所教会讲道。
Many of us were probably unemployed, or we've had to do business underground because we were not allowed to be in the main area of business because we refused to say Caesar is Lord. So we're poor.
所以我们假想说，我们中间有很多人，因为我们拒绝称呼说该撒他就是主，所以我们就不能公开的来做生意，我们要暗地里来做。
Maybe some of us had been very involved in the worship of Diana.
也有可能有些人他们是真的在敬拜这个女神，这个假的戴安娜神的事情上面是非常的投入的。
We had prayed to her.
我们要跟她
Prayed to her.
Prayed.
哦，我们为跟为他祷告。
And we had gone into that temple and we had used the priests and the prostitutes as part of our worship to Diana.
所以我们在在那个敬拜的时候，我们跟着这些祭司跟这些妓女，我们就要来侍奉这个戴安娜女神。
And this was normal. We did this growing up. We did this in our 20s. It was normal. We never thought of another way.
这个一直做了就做成习惯了，我们认为就是这个样子。
And all of a sudden, Paul comes into our town and he preaches, and there's a riot. And we come to know Jesus Christ, and we turn our back, we repent, we move in another direction from Diana.
所以，直到有一天保罗到了以弗所，他传讲了这个福音以后，我们悔改了，我们转过来了，不跟从戴安娜。
But for 20 or 30 years, we used to go to the temple of Diana. We were used to that, and now we've been called to a life of purity.
而过去二三十年，我们都习惯于到这个庙里头去这样的敬拜。可是现在我们被呼召出来，我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
And Paul and John and Timothy and Apollos teach about the purity of the body, the purity and sanctity of marriage.And they preach this that we're to be faithful to our wives, we're to be faithful before we get married.
所以这个时候，他们听到了保罗，听到了约翰，听到了这些使徒们，他们教导我们必须维持身体的圣洁，我们必须对我们的妻子，我们要圣洁。
And all of a sudden, here comes a prophet that says, No.
这个时候，突然有一个先知来跟你讲了。
Give in to your body.
他说：“把你的身体奉献出来。”
That's natural. Don't feel guilty about that. Give into it.
把你的身体随便的去使用，这个是很自然的。
That's what you've done all your life. Do it again. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
所以放纵你的身体，这是你过去几十年都做的，这有什么关系呢？你就享受吧。
Can you imagine the tension that existed in the church then? Because people from their old habits would be tempted to go to this.Easy kind of living, because after all, they're saved. I'll do whatever I want to do. I don't have to stay separate. I'll do what I want to do.
所以你可以想象当时在教会里面所造成的这个张力吗？压力吗？许多的人他说啊，我可以做我想做的，我不需要这么认真。
And Jesus says, "You hate these teachers, and I hate them too." And may I just change it a little bit here?
所以当这个耶稣就告诉他们说，是的，你讨厌你。厌恶这样的一个教导，这些假先知。
Right now, there's a tremendous revolution in our country. a sexual revolution. And it's not even an issue of whether or not you stay pure before you marry. There's all kinds of issues about who you are and what you are. And the culture says, if that's who you want to be, that's okay. If that's what you want to do, that's okay. And now you come to Christ and you've been participating or being taught about this kind of lifestyle, and you hear a different lifestyle that's being taught. And I hope you understand when you come to the church of EBCC that we hate the teachings of the Nicolaitans. We hate this kind of teaching that says, do what you want to do, feel good, that's okay.
所以可能这个世界上的教导你多年来你一直熟悉说只要你想做的有什么不可以，可是你今天到了教会来了，我要你清楚知道， 这个是不对的。
You said everything I said.
Not everything. You said too long.
Now, this is the part during the time with your teacher that you wish the teacher would say, you can go home now, because you're saying, wow, this is really good. You've worked hard. You persevere. You hate the Nicolaitans. You look at your watch and say, come on, Dad, let's go home. And then the teacher says, but...
你或许在这里听完了这么多称赞的话，你想说你现在应该可以回家了。可是这时候老师说，但是。
And that's when your hair on your arm starts to stand up and you get a little nervous.
所以这时候你开始紧张了。And
this is what Jesus says.
耶稣这么说。
Yet, verse 4.
第四节。
I hold this against you.
我有一件事情我要责备你。
You've forsaken your first love.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
I don't know if there's anything sadder that can be told of a Christian that he doesn't love anymore.
我知道这个可能没有一件事情说我们不能再爱了，爱不下去了。
It's sort of like the athlete that's been paid so much money to play basketball that he's just playing it for the money. He's lost the joy of the sport.
就好像如果说有一个人他花了很多的钱去学运动，可是他却失去了他对运动的那个喜爱。It's
the idea of you're active, but you don't enjoy it anymore.
这好像就说你是那样子非常的活跃在某一件事情上，可是你却没有享受它。You're
doing it just because you have to do it.
你做这些事情就是只是因为你必须做。You're
doing it because... Somebody asked you to be an elder. Somebody asked you to be a deacon. Somebody asked you to teach a Sunday school class. You were excited the first couple of times. You had all the things ready. But 6 months into it, oh, deliver me, Lord.
如果是别人说你应该这样做，你应该这样做，长老，你应该做。结果你经过了六个月以后，你知道说你受不了，你说神啊，你能够释放我。
It's like losing the first love in a marriage.
这就好像说是在你的婚姻里面，你失去了你起初的爱心。
You just go through the habits.
你只是经过一些习惯性的来做。
Do you remember when this church started?
你还记得这个教会是当初怎么开始的吗？
If you're like many churches that started and didn't have anything to start, no building, no organization, no people, no chairs, do you remember those first days?
如果你能够记得当初开始的时候，我们没有自己的教堂建筑，我们也没有什么组织，也甚至自己的椅子都没有，你还记得那些日子吗？
A lot of churches would rent out school auditoriums, and they'd have to come up on Saturday night to set up the chairs, to set up the PA, to set up the overhead. And boy, it was a good time. Everyone was around, and we were moving chairs, we were setting up tables, and there was kind of excitement about doing that.
我们还记得以前有些教会，他们用借学校礼拜六晚上就要有一堆人来排椅子、排钢琴。 记得那些日子吗？
And you got close to each other because you were hauling chairs, you were hauling in food. You were, there was some sense of excitement because we were doing something new.
那个时候我们好像都连得很近，因为我们都在一起在做一些新的事情。
There's a new church that's going to be started from the Emergent Church, which is in Totowa. And they're starting a church on Route 17, and they're buying one of those big, or renting one of those big warehouses. And They've had to raise, I think, $425,000. It's a brand new church. It's like 200 people. They've already raised the $400,000. They're excited about it. It's new. It's fresh.
有一个教会，他们在 New Jersey Toroa， 他们现在要在17号路那边要花差不多40多万元，要租一个地方，要开始聚会。他们的实在都觉得很兴奋。
But what happens to us?
我们中间到底怎么了？
Well, we get our building, we hire janitors, people set up for us. We don't have to set up anymore. And we get our leaders, and all of a sudden things get organized, and we keep minutes to the meetings, and all of a sudden we lose our first love.
我们现在有了自己的教堂，我们也有了清洁的人，我们可以花钱请人做，那到，可是我们却失去了我们当起初的爱心，怎么回事？
And we feel entitled. So somebody says, could you move those chairs, please? Could you help us organize this? You say, wait a minute. Can we have a janitor to do this? Could you help us paint these walls? Well, let's pay somebody to do this. We don't want to get involved because somehow now someone else is supposed to do it. It's not my job, and I'm entitled to direct someone else to do it. We've lost our first love.
而我们也认为我们好像有点权利，我们可以支配人的。人家说，哎，把这个地方整理一下，把这个椅子搬一下，漆一下。我们说，为什么不叫人家做呢？我们可以花钱找人做了。我已经失去了我当初我的爱心。
There's a question right here is, what love did they lose? Did they lose their love for God? Did they lose their love for each other? Or did they lose their love for the lost?
到底这里他说失去的爱心，到底失去什么样的爱心？是对主的爱呢，还是我们对的那个灵，我们彼此中间的那个爱呢？还是我们失去了对那些得救的需要得救灵魂的爱呢？
Just remember, the first part of the report card is you're doing very well in many areas.
记得这个报告表上的第一部分是说你做得很好。
Your performance is great.
你所有的表现都是很棒的。
But you don't love.
但是你没有爱。
You don't love me. You don't love each other. You don't love the lost.
你不爱，耶稣说你不爱我了，你们中间也不相爱了，而且你对于那些失丧的灵魂，你也没有爱了。
Now, sometimes during these meetings with the teacher would turn to you and say, well, David, how do you feel about that?Am I right in what I said? I'm going to say the same thing to you.
所以有时候我们在开会的时候，老师会回来过来跟我说，啊，大卫，你觉得怎么样？我想我今天也是同样的来问你。
If this letter applies to your spiritual life as it can apply to mine, is it true that I perform but don't love?
如果这一个信是对着我写的，是不是真的也是这样呢？是我只忙着做一些表现，我表现做一些事情，可是我却失去了爱。
Could it be true you serve on a committee but you don't love?
有没有可能你在一个社区里面，你是那样的辛苦的服侍，可是你却没有爱？
Could it be true that you cook but stop loving?
有没有可能你在那里煮一些东西，在厨房服侍，可是你没有爱？
Take that exam.
我们来想想看。
Where's my love?
我的爱到哪里去了？
Well, yes, I want to be orthodox. I want to preach the word exactly what the word says.
我要真正的是照着这个话，这个圣经里面的字句怎么讲的，我来教导。
But do I do it because I love to, or it's the Sunday that I'm assigned to preach and I'm here?
我之所以要教导这些神的话，是因为我就是因为我是我礼拜天我必须要做吗？
You're here to lead singing, and you sing, and you say, well, it's my turn to lead. I'm glad I can do it. Or it's because I love to bring people to Jesus.
还有我们这些领敬拜的，是不是就是因为换了我必须轮到我领了，还是说我真的是有那个爱要把人领到耶稣的面前？
So the teacher knows.
所以老师知道你
the good stuff and the bad stuff.
知道你好的一面，还有你缺点的一面。
And then the teacher says, "This is what you need to do." And then he adds these words, "Or else."
所以老师说，这是你必须要改进的。否则，他加了一句话，否则怎么样？
Let's look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
I hold this against you, you've forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent. Do the first things you did. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
第四、第五节说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里去，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Christians, look up this for a minute. Is this not surprising?
弟兄们，这个地方会不会你觉得很惊讶呢？
Jesus is in the business of closing churches.
他耶稣竟然要在这要把教会关了。
Wait a minute, we hear from missionaries in Zambia and they talk about the churches they've opened, the churches they've planted. We talk about the growth of the gospel in China. But also, Jesus will come in and close a church down.
等一等，我们不是说耶稣来这里 要在各地，在赞比亚，在中国要开很多的教会吗？怎么这个时候耶稣说，我要把教会关掉？
And I can take you all over North Jersey and show you the church where churches have been closed down.
我其实在我可以带你看，就在这个北泽西这部分，我可以带你看有许多的教会被关掉了。
We can go all over Europe and see churches that have closed down.
我们可以在整个欧洲里面到处走，你看到好多教会被关掉了。
Would it be possible that we would drive through Teaneck in several years and we'd go and say, "Oh, I used to go to church here in the old women's building. I wonder if it's still here." And we go and it's now a restaurant.
有没有可能过了几年以后，你开车经过这个地方的时候，你说：“哦，这个地方曾经是个教会，可是今天关掉了，变成了一个饭店。”
And it would happen as if we had lost our first love. We continued our orthodoxy, but we didn't love people. We didn't love God. We didn't love the lost.
所以有没有可能我们在这里仍然在这里，好像做着一些教会要做的事，可是我们却失去了，我们不爱神了，我们不彼此相爱了，我们对灵魂也没有爱了。
Now, a couple of things, and quickly I want to close. Number one, it seems some commentators say this is a generational problem. The first generation was fired up for Jesus, and they lost it with the second generation. The second generation was lukewarm.
所以我们看到有很多解经的人说，这是每一个代一代一代的问题。第一代的人他是火热的，第二代的人只能够维持现状，第三代的人就已经是不冷不热就。
So members of EBCC, we are one generation away from extinction.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要提醒我们，我们现在其实离我们那个要失去的、要结束的，也只有一个世代这么远。
We must build into the next generation. We must teach them. We must encourage them. We must light a fire under them so that they will carry on to the next 50 years.
所以我们对着第二代的人，我们必须要来装备他们，要点燃他们，使得他们可以继续这个服事，继续下去。
It's one thing to get saved. Like we've had some students from Stevens, they just got saved and they get excited. They can't come to enough meetings and learn enough. There's another thing to grow up in the church.
当然，我们这同样的，我们这里看到有许多的年轻的学生在这里，我们他们得救了，可是还有。一些事情我们必须要带着他们来成长。
The biggest danger growing up in the church is we can't remember what it was like before we got saved.
一个教会里面有一个很大的一个危机，就是我们记不得，我们想不起来我们以前是怎么样的来做。
That's my testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
I got saved at 7 years of age.
我在七岁的时候我就得救了。
What kind of life did I have at 6 and 5 and 4? To repent of.
你可以想象，如果我是七岁得救的话，我有什么东西我要悔改的吗
？I think I remember trying to run away at 4. I think I maybe stole a cookie or two. There's not a lot to repent of when you're 6 years of age, and this is some of the issue that we have when we've grown up in the church.
当我七岁得救的时候，我实在是想起来，我四岁、六岁的时候，我并没有什么太多的事情，很多的我就偷了人家一个饼干或者什么，我那些事情来悔改。
But we need to remember that we were sinners at 7. I was a sinner. I was in rebellion against God. And if I didn't trust Christ and continue to walk in Christ, I would go to hell.
可是当我七岁的时候，我知道很清楚，知道我是一个罪人。如果我不悔改的话，那么我会 真的下地狱。
But if you're an older person here and you knew that marvelous transformation that came into your life when you trusted Christ, remember what that was like.
当我们越来越大的时候，当我们要知道，当我们信，我们需要回想当初我们接受信耶稣的时候，我们是什么。
Remember the addictions that God saved you through. Remember the habits that God saved you from. Remember the bad attitude that He saved you from. Go back and remember that and thank God for that.
我们应该回想到我们以前得救的时候，神是怎么样救我脱离的那些一直捆绑我的、不能摆脱的那些坏的习惯。我们要过去回想，而且把感恩献给神。
Then He said, "Repent."
我说悔改。
Repent.
悔改。
Not confess,
不只是承认而已。
Not feel sorry,
不是说对不起。
But repent,
而是悔改。
This word in the Greek language means is to you're moving in one direction, you're following this way, you've lost your love, and then Jesus says repent. Repent means to turn around and follow after Jesus. It's a change of your mind which changes direction.
所以当我们原来这个悔改这个字在原文的意思是你本来走一个方向的，可是你发现不对的时候，你必须改变方向，转回另外一个方向。
It's not feeling sorry.
那不只是说感到抱歉。
It's not promising I'll never do it again.
好像说我承认我说错了，做错了，我不要再做了。
It's a total change of your lifestyle.And then he says, "Return and do the stuff you used to do."
所以在这里讲的是你完全的回转过来，你就缓过来，你不要再做你以前所做的事。
If you sort of strategically remove yourself from people, you need to repent and turn, so you come back to the body of Christ.
所以你如果说你曾经，你现在已经离开了肢体，好，离开教会，你现在必须要回转过来，再回到肢体当中。
If you stop fellowshipping, you need to repent, you need to change your mind, and you need to turn around, and you come back to church.
你不再跟弟兄姊妹相交了。这个时候你必须要真的要转过来转回来，你再回到教会的生活中。
If you've used your money as a vote and say, well, I don't give my money now because I don't really like the music or whatever, you need to repent and turn away and do something different. That's what it means.
比如说 你的花钱的习惯或很多事情你必须要转过来、
Turn to Acts chapter 19, and this is what Paul is asking them, and then I'll close.
在《使徒行传》第十九章里面，保罗是这样子说的。
Acts chapter 19, this is the founding of the church at Ephesus. So when Paul says repent, these people would know because they had done it. They had done it in the past.
所以我们在以弗所书里面十九章，在使徒行传十九章里面，保罗曾经在这个以弗所做过了这样的事情，所以他们必须回想。
Look at verse 8, Acts chapter 19, verse 8.
使徒行传十九章的第八节
Paul was teaching for 3 months and then he actually was there for over 2 years. He taught every day in the afternoon at the school of Tyrannus. People came to listen to the word of God.
保罗他在那个地方他一连三个月他在那里在推拉奴的学坊里面天天辩论，所以很多人就到那里来听到。
There were miracles in their midst, verse 11.
在十一节里面讲到说，那里面有许多的神迹发生了。
Verse 13, there was an encounter with the evil one, with evil spirits.
十三节里面说，他们那里就碰到了许多被鬼附的人。
And now look at verse 17.
我们看十七节。
When this became known to the Jews and the Greeks, this is this power encounter with demonic possession, living in Ephesus, they all were seized with fear.And the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
17节到20节里面说，在那个地方的人有许多人，他们承认都说自己所行的事，也有凭数行邪术的。许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧， 他们计算书价，便知道共和50,000块钱，主的道大大兴旺，并且得胜，就是这样。
Repent，
悔改。
Go back to the first things and have a fear of the Lord。
走回到你当初你最早敬畏主的事情上面。
Repent and lift up the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus was held in high honor。
你必须悔改，你重新的把神的名高举。
Repent and confess of your evil, dark deeds.
你必须悔改，从你那个跟着邪灵、邪魔的那个里面回来。
You're involved in sorcery. You're involved in witchcraft. You're involved in the dark arts. Repent of these.
必须要从你那些行邪术的中间回来。
You say, but it's so expensive. These are ancient collections. That's right. Do it and make it costly.
所以你可能说，哎呀，不要，这些东西实在太贵了，我当时花了好多钱，可是你需要花上这个代价。
Remember，
记得吗
？Repent，
悔改。
Do the first works，
做行起初所行的。
Or else Jesus will come and close down the church。
或者耶稣来了，他说我要把这个教会就关掉。
Guess what happened to Ephesus？
你知道以弗所后来发生了什么事吗？
Well, first of all, it's just an ancient ruin, one of the most marvelous ancient ruins in that time period. It no longer exists as a city.
所以那个时候后来这个
Old time
what?
Ruins.
Ruins?
Yeah. Archaeology.
Okay. 那个时候的这个以弗所的那种建筑他们就不存在了。
So it no longer exists as a city.
所以这个城市就没有了。
Candles gone，
都不在了。
Church no longer exists. It's a Muslim territory.
所以现在基督的教会没有了，现在是回教。
The candles gone.
所以这个烛光蜡烛没有了。
People, we live in just as oppressive times as the Ephesians did.
所以今天其实我们也活在一个像以弗所当时的光景。
Well, we fight and remain.
我们必须要征战，然后我们存留。
It depends upon you and you and me and him if our candle will be here in 20 or 30 years.
所以这是需要靠我们每一个人，我们的烛光是不是还能够在二十年、三十年以后仍然继续在这里发光？
Amen.
Amen.